Chris Peterson, the head football coach for the Arweva Rockets, joining us here today as they get ready to host at Booyer Valley on Friday night. Chris, I appreciate you joining us here today.
You bet, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Coach, you guys come in, you're sitting at 0-4, but I think everybody feels like you're a better football team probably than what the record indicates. You're going to be hosting a Booyer Valley team that enters the game at 1-3. They're coming off an 80-point loss last week to Audubon. So my guess is some confidence this week that this can be the week you guys get on the W side of the board?
Yeah, you know, kind of like you said, we like to think that we're better than an 0-4 team, and yeah. Obviously, we feel we've had some opportunities in some games and just haven't been able to convert. You know, Booyer Valley's coming in a little banged up. We know that. They've had a rough string of luck here with injuries and different things throughout the year. And we also know that they're very capable and very talented. So the Renicky kid at quarterback completed about 50% of his passes for almost 1,000 yards already. So he throws a good ball. You know, and then they have the Soma kid and the Katzenberger kid, two different styles of backs that'll play in the backfield or on the wing, or that they'll look through the air, you know, and throw the Malone kid in with him from the receiving aspect of things. And we know they have a lot of weapons. And we also know that, you know, we've struggled over the past 3 weeks in defending the pass. That's something that we've focused on this week in practice and made some changes and done some different things to try to make sure that we get shored up, because we know that they can move the ball through the air.
Coach, with them being a team that really does want to throw the football, what were the adjustments you guys looked to make in the secondary?
You know, we moved some guys around. we'll throw some different looks at them from a coverage standpoint, maybe try to get some pressure on Renicky at times, and really just try to utilize our athletes to the best extent that we can and try to find matchups that will be in our favor. You know, I think what Gordon did a nice job. You know, we went back and watched film. They made some really nice throws, and they got rid of the ball quickly. And I think that was one of the bigger things. But as we looked over the last two games, we have to make sure that we understand where we're supposed to be and which guy and who's eligible. You know, our communication on the field hasn't been very good between our defensive backs and our linebackers to make sure we're matching up on eligible guys. So both Gordon and Woodbine tried to and successfully did, I guess, be the best way to say it. Run some different formations and use some motion to get our guys confused, and they were able to do that. So the mental side of the game, too, we've really focused on this week in practice as well.
Coach, in getting a chance to see you guys last week, looks like you can get some pressure on the quarterback. Is the Reinicke kid pretty elusive in the backfield?
You know, he's more of a pocket passer. You know, especially if you look at his stats, he's got minus 80-some yards rushing on the season, which tells me he's taken a bunch of sacks. So he's going to be a guy that looks to throw the ball a little bit more where, you know, the Daniel kid and even the QB from Woodbine, Bantam, just didn't come up with his name there. Those two guys maybe were a little more loose and maybe look to run the ball just a little bit more, where he's going to look to throw the ball more. But and he gets rid of it quick and he throws a good football. So, you know, that's what we have to be prepared for. And I think we can get pressure on him in certain situations and hopefully we can take advantage of those.
Offensively, you guys can run the passing game a little bit of a struggle right now, the way it looks just from what I saw last week. But where do you feel you can have some success against the Bulldogs?
Yeah, you know, we just have to be more consistent in the passing game, and that is on a number of different angles. We've got to release the ball when it needs to be released. We've got to catch balls when they're there. You know, we've got to run better routes. So it's a combination of a number of things. And you throw in some blown protections at times, you know, we have to do a better job there. You know, we have had success on the ground through some different formations, and we'll look to continue to do that as well. You know, through four games, I think Will's almost averaging about 100 yards a game on the ground. And, you know, we'll look to utilize him in that aspect. And, you know, you may see him in the backfield taking more snaps this week, too, from the quarterback position. We've got, obviously, a couple of sets where we have him take the snaps, and we may look to utilize Coop in a couple of different ways, too. So, you know, we have to be able to cash in on our opportunities more. You know, too many times this year we've turned the ball over either deep on our own drives or deep in our own territory. So, you know, we've had a tendency to turn the ball over in some pretty poor places and with some pretty poor timing. And And those are the things we have to limit offensively, you know. And I know we talked about it defensively a little bit, but the big play has been our Achilles heel, and we have to be able to recognize, you know, who's got who hat on a hat from a coverage standpoint, and then play responsibility football from a run defense standpoint. You know, we're just really looking for that game where we put everything together for four quarters and don't have that slip up. You know, we look at the Toon game, and it was the last 6 minutes of the game. The Woodbine game, it was the second quarter. You know, and it was off and on really in the Glidden game. So we just have to be more consistent on both sides of the ball.
Confidence-wise, how's your team sitting right now? Because my guess would be Boyer Valley, with an 80-0 loss last week, maybe reeling a little bit. Can you guys take advantage of that maybe?
Well, I hope so. You know, the nice thing is we're dealing with juniors and seniors here this year. They don't seem to get rattled or lose confidence quite as easy as underclassmen like maybe they would have in the past, you know. That being said, it's always, you know, these kids are competitors and they hate losing, and we're 0-4, so you tread on thin ice and you try to look for ways to try to get that first W, and you know, we're hoping to rely on our upperclassmen and that and their leadership qualities and the fact that, you know, they are experiencing some of those things to try to get over the edge or try to give us the edge, I should say. And, you know, like you said, Boyer Valley's had a string of rough luck lately, and then maybe that plays in our favor too.
Well, Coach, as always, appreciate you joining us here today. Wish you the best of luck coming up Friday night. And I know the guys looking forward to catching up with you for the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show following the game.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Chris Peterson again with the Arweva Rockets. Again, they entertain Boyer Valley for homecoming coming up on Friday night.